Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The English says, if you stay calm, you are wise. If you have a hot temper, you only show how stupid you are. If you stay calm, you're wise. But if you have a hot temper, you only show how stupid you are. I learned this when I was 13. My dad put me in a school of martial arts when I was 10. And this was old school. We practiced cement floors and no pads. And if you leaned up against the wall, you got kicked. It was good for us. Helped us a bunch. And I had a couple of friends that joined me. I talked them into later on as the years went by, you know, hooking up with me. And we went to tournaments. And I remember the first time I got kicked real hard. It made me mad. And I thought, boy, he's done it now. He made me mad. Oh, I'm going to get him now because I'm mad. And so I waded into him, flailing my arms, and he took me apart. Uh-oh. You make me mad. Do you know what to make me mad? Because I'll tear you apart. You are the least effective. Amen. When you're mad. And fighters know this. They want you to get mad. Right. Yeah. Exactly. There's a psychology to all this jeering and jibing and talking about each other's mama and all that stuff. They want you to get mad because they know they'll hand you your head. You get mad and come in there flailing your arms and frothing at the mouth, you've already lost. In order to win, especially with people that know what they're doing, in order to win, I don't care how mad you get, you got to stay contained. You got to put your feelings aside and stay focused and have a plan and execute it. Well, the devil knows this. So he wants you to blow your top. Because when you do, you're going to play right into his hand. No, now, don't raise your hand in here. But how many times have people just lost it? And I mean, it cost them. It cost them. Oh, they had their say. Oh, yeah. They told them where they could get off and what they could do with it. And when it's all said and done, they lost their job. They lost a friend. They lost a place. They lost a blessing. And some of it, you can't get back. Oh, yeah, they had their say. But what did it cost them? I'm going to show them. They went over there and going to show them and going to straighten them out. Now they're in jail. Did you hear me? Now somebody's dead. Did you hear me? Something was tore up. Something was destroyed. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So what does it work then? The unrighteousness of the devil. He's in it. That's why he wants you to get frothing mad. He wants you to get so mad you can't see straight. And he wants you to run your mouth. And he wants you to do whatever you feel. Because he is going to be right in the middle of it. You're going to be saying what he wants you to say. You're going to be doing what he wants done. And you're going to be a fool that's letting him manifest himself in this world through you. Somebody say, not me. I belong to God. Only the Holy Spirit manifests through me. Only truth and only love. Skip on down to Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. One of my friends, he was a big guy. And we went to a tournament. We were doing pretty good. And this guy hit him in the nose and bloodied his nose. And he had a fair-sized nose. And this guy hit him, and it made him so mad. Because if you've ever been hit hard in the face, it just goes all over you. And you'll have feelings that, what do you want to do? And we're teenagers. And so, man, I could see it. Man, his nose is bleeding. He's like, he hit my nose. He's kind of particular about his nose. And boy, he's going to get him. And so, boy, as soon as they let him go again, man, here he comes. He's waving his arms. And that guy, boom, 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 nose, nose, nose. I can't even see. I mean, blood's everywhere. And he's so mad. He keeps hitting my nose. He keeps wiping off, wiping off. I'm going back again. I'm going back. And boy, he waited in there. Boom, 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 boom. Nose, 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 nose. And he lost the fight. And had to keep ice on his nose for the next 2 days. Because he got mad. Nobody hurts my nose like that. Don't make me mad. You won't like me when I'm mad. You're a fool. And weak. Now you hear people all the time that talk about they can't control it. Guys that beat up their wives and put them in the hospital. Beat their kids and hurt people. And I've said it before. They say, well, I just got so mad. I didn't know what I was doing. I just got so mad and I couldn't help myself. Take them and get them just as mad or madder and put them in a closed room with a 300-pound linebacker. And some way or another, they can control themselves from trying to slap him around like they did their wife. Which proves they can control themselves. People do what they can get away with. Are y'all with me? And this stuff about I got so mad I just couldn't help it. I got so mad I didn't know what I'm doing. Bunch of junk. Now, don't misunderstand me. You can yield to it for years until you do. You'll almost yield to it before you think about it. But it's because you've yielded to it for years. You've practiced it. What if you'd yielded to love like that for all those years? Can you stop it? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, notice this. There's a penalty that goes with not controlling your temper. Proverbs 19 and 19. A man of great wrath. Now let's just stop right here. Would that mean anything that you're known for how mad you get? Is that any kind of something to be proud of? It's how furious you can be. How mad you get. That you just get so mad. Ooh. Is that anything that makes you somebody? Or something? Other than like the previous verse said, stupid. I already see some of the looks I'm getting across the car. Now listen, if we call your name and draw your picture, don't give yourself away. Just look straight ahead and smile and go, amen, Brother Keith. And if you need to, when you get home, fall across the bed and go, oh, God, that was me. Have mercy on me. But right now, just stay cool. Just stay cool. Don't give yourself away. Control. Yeah. Now's the perfect time to start practicing that control. Right now. And if you got mad at me for reading scriptures about being mad, where would that leave you? Proverbs 19:19. A man of great wrath might, sometimes, now what? Shall suffer punishment. Is this part of the Bible just as true as John 3:16 or any other verse? Then, so do you want to be a person of great wrath? The rest of the verse says what? You shall suffer punishment. For if you deliver him, you must do it again. People who won't control their temper, you can help them out, but you're going to have to do it again tomorrow. You're going to do it again the next day. At some point, you need to let them bear the consequences. And it's much easier when they're 3 years old. Do you know why kids 3 or 13 or 33, why they keep pitching fits? Because it works. That's why. If it never worked, they'd quit. 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, if no matter how mad they got and how loud they yelled and how much they kicked and bucked and fussed and carried on, if it never got them what they wanted, if it never worked, they'd have no motivation to do it again. The reason they keep doing it is because of weak parents. Weak parents. Well, I just love them too much. I can't stand it. No, you don't love them enough to do what it takes to look out for them. If they don't get this corrected, they are going to suffer punishment. The Bible says so. It's going to cost them. Your child pitches a fit, it should never get them anything. You understand? Should never work on you. Oh, they get mad. Oh, they pitch a fit. That means they just got further away from what they wanted. But see what kids have learned, 3 and 13, is that they can wear you down. If they'll stay on it long enough, you'll give in. You'll just get tired of fooling with it, and you will let them do what they want, and you let them have what they want. And if it ever works, you're in trouble. Because they're going to do it again. And this time they'll stay with it longer because it's worked last time. They know it worked. Never let it work one time. You'll make it easy on you and on them. They start pitching the fit. You go, whoa, whoa. Now you're for sure not getting it. Because that's how God is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Perfect Man, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603M. That's R1603M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.